So what did he talk about in the second part?
Well, that was more theoretical, but just as interesting, and there were lots of visuals. You know how fossils are formed?
Not exactly. We all know they're the remains of living organisms, sort of entombed in rock, but I don't know how they get to be there.
Well, he basically went through the stages that make that happen.
So, did he talk about the conditions that bring about fossilisation?
Yes, and he used a fish as an example. Here, I'll show you my notes.
Oh, wow. These are great diagrams, Junie.
Thanks.
Okay, stage one. Ah, yes, that's right. A lot of fossils form underwater, don't they?
Yeah. Like, as soon as a fish dies, it sinks to the bottom of the ocean, and as long as a predator doesn't come along, it just lies there.
Undisturbed.
That's right.
And since the ocean bed's soft, well, much of it is, plus it's muddy as well, the fish gradually gets covered over and can't be seen anymore.
Apparently, for a fossil to begin to form, you also need conditions where the light is minimal and there's very little oxygen.
So the organic matter doesn't break down too quickly.
Yes. And you know, there are fault lines, even on the seabed, and the rocks can move.
Yeah, so once the fish gets buried, I guess that has to happen quite quickly.
Mm-hmm. All the sand and sediment piles up into layers, and the huge pressure and weight of all the layers compacts it, and you move on to stage two, where it gets heavier and heavier until it becomes hard rock.
There'd be no water left, so the fish skeleton would be entombed. It can stay like that for millions of years, can't it?
It can, but during that time, the bone in the skeleton is replaced by minerals.
I see. And these minerals sort of mimic the shape of the skeleton?
Yes, and that's how you get a fossil.
But how do we find them if they're buried so far down?
Again, it's all down to the movement of the Earth's plates. In the last stage, many millions of years after the fossil has formed, the rock may lift and eventually be above sea level.
Meanwhile, the surface of the rock wears away?
Yes. Another natural process called erosion wears away the rock until one day you can see the tip of the fossil.
And you break open the rock and there it is.
It's incredible, really.